Coldest Night of the Year is a family-friendly walking event to raise money for Choices for Youth, but also to walk in solidarity and, you know, show our support for young people or individuals who are struggling in our community and who might face this reality of being outdoors much more often than they should.
Yeah, tell me about those young people. How many in the city, or I guess, what are the challenges that they face?
So last year, we actually served about 1,600 young people at our Outreach and Youth Engagement Center that came through looking for all types of support, whether it was to get a hot meal, to see a doctor, to, you know, get connected with our housing programs or our education and employment programs. And they're young people just like, you know, you and I, who maybe faced some additional struggles, who found themselves in some unfortunate situations and are trying to find stability and lead a healthier life, but just need a little bit of support. And that's what Coldest Night of the Year is all about.
And, you know, feeling the cold. Are there people who actually have to spend the nights on our streets?
Absolutely. We don't see it as much as, say, a bigger location, maybe like Toronto. But the reality for youth homelessness in St. John's or Newfoundland and Labrador is often that they are in and out of shelters or in bed sits, you know, where it's unsafe and not affordable. Or maybe they're jumping from house to house, you know, going from Nan's house to your aunt's house and maybe back with your family, but it's really unstable. So homelessness and at risk for us is not having a stable roof over your head. And really, you can't focus then on, you know, finding a healthier situation if you don't know where you're going to sleep every night.
And I walk around downtown all the time, but in covering the Coldest Night of the Year walk, you really have a thoughtfulness or like a mindfulness to the fact that there are people who have to stay out here whether they want to or not. What do you hear from some of the participants?
Coldest Night of the Year is really special to us because staff get to participate, young people in our programs get to participate, and I think it's really incredible that so many people come out, hundreds of people come out to show their support, and while it is a fundraiser, you know, just having people show up, you know, and really seeing that our community is behind us in so many different ways, it really makes a difference.
Now, the walk is coming up on the 22nd of this month, very soon, this weekend. Is it too late for people to get involved?
Definitely not. You can register right up until the day of, or you can just show up and we'll register you on the day of the event. We want as many people as possible to come out. Right now, we're looking at about 250 people, and we want that number to grow. So they can sign up at cnoy.org/St. John's or show up at Atlantic Place. Registration's 2 p.m. on Saturday, and we're walking at 3.
And can you tell me a little bit about the route?
Sure. It's actually just through the downtown St. John's. We're starting and ending at Atlantic Place this year, and it's a 2.2-kilometer walk. We're trying to keep it as flat as possible, given the hilly downtown, but trying to make it as accessible as possible so that, you know, more people can come out and join us.
About how much money have you raised in previous years? I mean, year by year or a total?
So this is our 7th event, and we've raised about $250,000 over the last 7 years just from this one event. So this year we're hoping to raise about $40,000. We're not quite there yet, so, you know, if you're walking, get out and fundraise and start asking for a couple of donations, but I think we'll get there on Saturday for sure.
I can't wait. What do the funds go to?
Our Outreach and Youth Engagement Center, so that's located on Carter's Hill Place, and every day we have a drop-in meal program. We have physicians on site. Young people can come in, be safe, get out of the elements, you know, and feel valued and appreciated, and that's what it's all about.
And grab a bite.
Absolutely. There's a hot meal there every day cooked by Lois, and it is delicious. We want to see as many people as possible, so come on out to the Coldest Night of the Year.